Hello everyone, welcome to Morning English, this is January.
Hello everybody, this is Nora, 欢迎大家收听早安英文。
在节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利，每周三我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书，微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参加原版书福利的抽奖啦。
没错，这些英文原版书都是我们老师为大家精心挑选的，是学习英语非常非常好的材料，坚持读完一本，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。那么大家赶紧去公众号抽奖吧，祝你们好运。
Nora, what kind of app are you obsessed with recently?
I guess WeChat. But I know actually a lot of people, they are really obsessed with TikTok, Douyin.
Yeah, it's probably the most popular short video app, and it's very addictive.
对，我最近就看到一个新闻说袁隆平都开了一个抖音账号。
Yeah, and over the weekend, it has attracted more than 15 million followers, even before publishing any post.
一天时间呢，他的一条状态都没有发，但是涨粉却将近1600万，可以说是顶流吧。
对，但是没有多久，事情就被反转了。
Yeah, the credibility of this account soon came under question, as the media reported, 袁隆平 didn't know about opening a Douyin account of his own.
对，袁隆平本人他根本就不知道自己多了一个抖音的账号。
所以这其实就是一个乌龙事件。
Yeah, this account was registered by some company, and 袁隆平 is currently working at the scientific and research breeding base in 三亚。
所以这个其实就是其他的公司以他的名义来，就是钻了个空子吧。
对。
不过我没有想到袁老他已经90岁高龄了吧，这么大年龄了竟然还在辛勤的劳作。
Yeah, so in today's podcast,Let's talk about father of hybrid rice, 袁隆平。
对，那我们今天的节目呢，就来聊一聊杂交水稻之父袁隆平。我们的内容呢，都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“加油”两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。那我们刚刚讲到袁隆平是杂交水稻之父嘛，那英文的表达是 father of hybrid rice。Hybrid 就是指的杂交。
Yeah, as father of hybrid rice, 袁隆平 has helped China work a great wonder, feeding nearly one-fifth of the world's population with less than 9% of the world's total land.
是的，袁老的杂交水稻啊，可以说是创造了奇迹，帮助我们国家用仅占世界耕地面积的 9% 养活了全世界近五分之一的人口。
It's a miracle indeed, and he's a national icon.
对，肯定就是我们全国人民的偶像了。但是袁隆平爷爷的志向好像不止于此。
Yeah, while food shortages have long been consigned to China's past, the famine fighter has a much bigger ambition to save the world from starvation.
是的，尽管中国早就已经没有饥荒这个问题了，但是袁隆平爷爷还是心系世界，想要解决全世界的饥荒问题。那么讲到饥荒啊，英文中我们就可以用到这两个单词，第一个是 famine， 第二个呢就是 starvation， 这两个都是可以表饥荒饥饿。
Yeah, but you know, initially, 袁隆平's dream was not to be an agronomist.
Agronomist 这个单词呢指的是农学家，其实袁隆平爷爷他最初的梦想呢并不是当一名农学家。 So I wonder what he want to become first
A pilot. He was really close to joining the Air Force. 其实他当初差一点就考了空军。
Then what happened?
Well, when he was 22, because of his great swimming skills, he almost joined the national swim team.
Wow, 又差点加入了国家的游泳队。So why didn't he get in?
Well, because he didn't win the swimming competition. It was a really close match, though.
就是差一点就加入了，不过在比赛中还是输了一点点啊。
对。
就这样一来他就与蓝天碧水都无缘了。
是的，所以他之后呢就选择在一所农校教书，然后他就下定决心研究粮食。
Yeah, during the 1950s, when Yuan was already on his way to career in agrarian studies, he witnessed the communities eating grass or clay to survive.
对，因为他当时在农学的时候就经历了中国的三年自然灾害，而且当时能活下来的人呢都是啃树皮吃草根活过来的。
Yeah, that's how he made up his mind to study rice, just to make more people have enough food to eat.
对，他曾经说过他一生最大的愿望就是让人类摆脱饥荒，让全天下人都吃饱饭。
我记得他曾经说过这样一句话， A grain of rice can save a country or knock down a country. Food supply is critically important for a country.
是的 knock down 这个词组呢就是表示绊倒的意思。他刚刚这句话的意思就是说一粒粮食能够救一个国家也可以绊倒一个国家这就是粮食的重要性。
Yeah, then he officially kicked off his research in 1964, and there was hardly any real progress until 1973.
是的，他在1964年呢就开始专心研究杂交水稻，之后就一直没有停过，直到1937年才有重大的突破。那其中也是不知道经历了多少次的失败啊。There were numerous failures in the first 8 years.
Right, numerous 这个单词意思就是表示数量特别多，数不清的。So numerous failures 就是指数不清的失败。
But he didn't give up. He relentlessly tested new breeding approaches, even when his experiments seemed not to be yielding positive results for years.
是的，即使有很多年他的实验都没有取得积极的成果，他仍然不懈地尝试了新的培育方法。那刚刚这里有一个单词要注意，就是 relentlessly. 这个单词指的是坚持不懈的意思。
对，我觉得就是因为他这份坚持不懈，才能够让他在研究成果上取得重大的成就。
Right, he devoted all his life to hybrid rice. 我感觉他把自己一生的精力都献给了杂交水稻。
And his hard work paid off. His pioneering research has not only helped enhance food security in China, but has helped transform the world.
是的，他的技术呢，不仅帮助了中国加强了粮食安全，也对世界有重大的贡献。很多国家的农民都受益于他研究的杂交水稻技术。同时呢，他自己其实也因此获得了很多的荣誉和奖项。
Yeah, he has received numerous national and international prizes and awards for his lifelong work to eradicate hunger.
Eradicate, 意思呢就是根除灭绝的意思。So to eradicate hunger, 指的就是消灭饥饿。但是即使他获得了很高的奖项还有荣誉，到了90岁的高龄，那袁隆平爷爷还是没有停下他科研的脚步。
Yeah, the 90-year-old scientist has not yet retired from his dream, and his team has continued to make new breakthroughs.
Right, breakthrough 指的就是突破的意思。我觉得90岁对于一个老年人来说肯定是高龄了吧，大部分的老人在这个年龄已经是在颐养天年了，而袁隆平爷爷的晚年仍然在致力于杂交水稻上取得突破，这一点真的太值得让我们敬佩了。
Yeah, and on his 90th years old birthday, he said, I am now in my 90s and hope that I can live to be 100 years old. 就是他希望自己能够活到100岁，继续为国家做贡献。
嗯，我觉得肯定可以的。那在这里呢，也祝袁隆平爷爷身体健康，长命百岁，亲眼见证并实现自己的梦想。
那今天的节目呢，到这里就结束了。最后再告诉大家一个好消息，最近我们还有一个早安英文会员的免费体验活动，就是把我们价值9980元的会员课免费开放给大家。
同时呢，还会有一个专属的学习社群，创始人 Alan 老师会在群里带着大家一起学习7天。
这个活动啊，真的特别适合想要提高英语水平的同学们，限量200个名额。想要报名免费体验的同学，赶紧微信搜索早安英文公众号，回复数字888就可以加入了。
That's all for today's podcast. This is Nora. Thank you for listening.
This is Jen. See you next time. Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。